You've got a great looking kitchen full of all the yummies. Oh, look, Dinah, I found the spirit of the kitchen.
Oh, wait a minute while I open the ladder. But I thought this was going to be some kind of a dark berry sauce to go with our gizzards, but it's actually Demerara caramel. But you never know.
You never know.
So.
Caterer Dinah Koo and stylist Janice Poon are rummaging around in my kitchen. I've challenged them to check out my cupboards and fridge to help me create a quick appetizer I can use for unexpected guests. They should know what they're doing. Between them, they can count on a string of successful restaurants, cookbooks, and catering. Now they've put their heads together to create a book called Cocktail Chef, Entertaining in Style.
I see smoked paprika.
Prawns.
Oh, hello. Page 114.
That's right.
Fast. No improvisation there.
Before I knew it, Dinah and Janice had me thawing frozen puff pastry in a plastic bag submerged in warm water, a great time-saving tip, and I was chopping up leftover chicken and dosing it with a musky hint of cumin to create a topping for the pastry. These are the kind of people you want helping you plan a party where you're not throwing a fancy umpteen course sit-down meal, but the kind of party that fits today's busy lifestyles.
Well, our book, The Cocktail Chef, came about really because we noticed that there was a big change in the way people want to entertain. It just seemed to evolve out of people's very busy lifestyles and also their very eclectic food requirements. I don't know how many times you've had a dinner party and puzzled, well, Bob's a vegetarian and Mary's on that new low-fat, all purple food diet, and you know, it's complicated having a sit-down dinner. The easiest way of all to have a great time is just provide the basic elements of great food, great music.
But no structure in terms of time. Another reason for doing it that way is lack of space. You can entertain more people in a smaller space. A lot of people are living in condominiums now, and you can provide lots of foods on different stations, small plates, and people can just graze away. And they can come away very satisfied, feeling they've had dinner without having to sit down.
I love throwing parties, but I am constantly struggling with timing, amongst other issues. This dynamic duo has finally put together a package you can use as a guide to solve the many pitfalls involved in throwing a good party.
Estimating quantities is the one thing that that concerns people the most. To not make enough food is just the worst kind of scenario imaginable.
Or not having enough drinks.
Oh, that's terrible. Not having enough drinks? Oh.
Actually, sometimes people will say, well, just make sure there's enough glasses and enough booze, and then we'll stretch the food.
Yeah,
but that's not our philosophy.
And that's where you can rent some stuff, right, to help you out?
Exactly.
And we've even given you lists of how many glasses you need to provide for a party of 50 or a party of 20. We've tried to make every step of the way easy, and it's on paper, and how far ahead you can plan. Even the drinks are made in bulk so that somebody's not tied up at the last minute.
So you can enjoy your party almost as much as your guests do.
Yes.
Instead of, I mean, just so often, if you don't plan to do all as much as you can in advance, you end up in the kitchen while all your friends are out in the living room having a great old time while you're slaving away.
That has been my problem in the past, right?
Yeah,
and they say, where's Don? Well,
Don's
busy. He's making those strawberry margaritas from scratch.
Exactly, one at a time.
Hulling the strawberries.
From scratch. And we've shown you how to do it ahead of time. Something like that can almost be even pureed and frozen even for a few days.
The whole first section of the book is dedicated to the liquid part of a cocktail party, including that much-needed advice on how making 50 margaritas isn't going to knock you out of your own soiree. The second section of Cocktail Chef delves into a scrumptious line of hors d'oeuvres, and the third section is a step-by-step guide to planning 7 successful parties, complete with themes, menus, music, and decorations. If you have a busy, entertaining season coming up, you're definitely in good hands.
A little salt and pepper and some ground cumin.
Ah, pastry's calling.
Mm. Oh, it's puffed up nicely. Okay.
But it's not brown yet, is it?
It's not.
No.
Well, it needs to bake again, so.
Salt and pepper. I really didn't know what to expect when I started making the dish Dinah and Janice came up with. They had me chopping, frying, baking, and garnishing with wild abandon. And it wasn't really until the final product came out of the oven that I realized it was pretty good, and a pretty good indication I wanted to delve further into the cocktail chef for my holiday entertaining. The final product, baked puff pastry topped with cumin-scented chicken held together with a beaten egg, along with caramelized onions, sautéed red bell peppers, and roasted chopped almonds. Cut into small squares, it was the perfect appetizer. I know you have to get going, so thanks very much for coming into the kitchen and running me through the gamut of all my plates.
That was fun.
Yeah, thank you for inviting us into your kitchen. And okay. It's so much fun to sit here and watch you cook.
Very good. We'll do it again sometimes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Cocktail Chef by Dinah Koo and Janice Poon is published by Douglas & McIntyre. You can find full information on my website. That's Food for Thought. I'm Don Genova.
Did you retime the
pastry?
No, I didn't.